Hello, everyone. My name is Mitch Peterson, and I'm the tournament director for the Colorado Walleye Trail. Thank you for competing in Colorado's premier walleye tournament series, and know that you will be fishing against the very best walleye anglers in the region. We have streamlined the rules meeting process by going virtual. Keep in mind, this is an abbreviated version of the tournament rules, and I won't be covering every little detail. However, you are responsible to know, understand, and follow the written rules, which can be found on our website at www.coloradowalleyetrail.com. More information regarding your assigned pin number, flight times, boat inspection location, Calcutta information, and any other pertinent information will be provided via email prior to the tournament. If anyone ever has any questions regarding the tournaments, please email us at alleyesonfishing@gmail.com. This is a catch, photo, video release format tournament series. At no time are fish of any species other than bait allowed in your live well. Random boat inspections will be conducted throughout the tournament. You are allowed to submit up to 8 fish each day, with your best 5 counting towards your daily total. The length measurement of each fish will be rounded up to the next quarter inch if any part of the tail touches or goes beyond the graduation line. The length measurement will be converted to weight using a length to weight conversion table. The following 3 elements are required for submitting each fish. Step 1, take the measurement pick. With the fish on the CWT measuring board, take a pick. This pick must clearly show both the nose of the fish touching the bump end of the board and the tail fin pinched to show the longest length. This pick must be taken from directly above the fish, not at an angle. Step 2, shoot the video release. With the fish still on the CWT measuring board, start the video. This video must clearly show the fish being lifted off the measuring board and released all the way into the water. Make sure to check that your timer is counting on your video before you release the fish. You only get one chance. Step 3, take the scorecard pick. After you have released the fish, starting with the first available slot, fill in the length, including the quarter inch roundup and the time that the fish was caught. Then take a pick of the scorecard. Once you've documented a fish on your scorecard, that spot is filled and is part of your 8 fish virtual daily limit. Step 4, text all 3 elements to the tournament director. The phone number will be given out at boat inspection. Do not delete your pics or videos. We may need to look at your pictures and videos on your phone to complete the confirmation process at the end of the day. After taking the scorecard pick, take a black pick by covering the lens with your hand. This will separate each fish in your photo library and make it much easier if you need to look on your phone. Providing these elements as required is the responsibility of the anglers. If we cannot confirm all 3 elements, that fish will not be counted, but that fish will still count towards your daily limit. The process is not complicated, but we highly recommend practicing prior to the tournament, so come game time, it's smooth and easy and you can focus on fishing. Boat inspection will begin at 5:45 each morning. During boat inspection on day 1, you will be given a CWT measuring board, your scorecard for that day, and your boat number. After you've been inspected by CWT staff, you are required to go through the ANS station and then launch your boat. Make sure you have already had your boat inspected and sealed to keep things moving smoothly. Once all teams are launched and on the water, the CWT start boat will launch. At this time, we will have the national anthem. Immediately following, start to line up in numeric order, starting with boat number 1. All starts will be a trickle start. Boat number 1 will follow the start boat out as the rest of the field follows behind in numeric order. The start boat will then turn around and head in the opposite direction. Once you have met the start boat and have been given the acknowledgement, you are free to blast off. On day 2, the starting order will be reversed. At the end of the day, you must check in with our check-in person by showing your boat number prior to your assigned time. Once you are checked in, the angler that is going to get the tow vehicle will take the scorecard to the confirmation area. Once you arrive at the confirmation area, we ask that you stay 10 feet back from the tent or from any team being confirmed. The angler will circle the 5 fish they want to count towards their daily limit. They will convert each fish to weight and tally the total weight. CWT staff will confirm the scorecard. The angler will sign the scorecard certifying their total weight for the day. At the end of each day, the results will be posted on our website under the Tournaments tab and on social media. Calcutta is a one-day event, and winners will be paid during boat inspections on Sunday. Awards will be given on Sunday after all teams' weights have been certified. All anglers must abide by state law and park regulations. No drugs or alcohol during tournament hours, and in the event of inclement weather, you can take the necessary steps to be safe. Thank you to all of our anglers that competed last year in your incredible sportsmanship. It is critical in our series that all anglers hold themselves to a high level of respect to each other and the sport that we all love. Again, if you have any questions, please feel free to email us at alleyesonfishing@gmail.com. Thank you, and we'll see you on the water.